Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Craig Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Anderson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cannell. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon misplays the ball. That's an error on Chacon. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards short. Chacon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Pignatano moves to second. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cannell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hickman. Haddix reaches second base with a double. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haddix moves to third. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon misplays the ball. That's an error on Chacon. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haddix scores. Groat moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haddix hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Haddix reaches second base with a double. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haddix scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Verdon steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groat for the out. Verdon moves to third. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Burgess settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Burgess. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Verdun. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner throws the ball into Mazeroski who tags Christopher, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Pirates. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Haddix hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to third. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. Mazeroski scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Pirates. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Grote reaches second base with a double. Verdun moves to third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdun scores. Grote scores. It's 5-1, Pirates. Willard Hunter now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 3 in the game. Chacon hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Devault now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Verdun. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.